This ministry content is brought to you by the partners of Terry Savelle Foy Ministries.
See, that's speaking his promises back to him. And remember this, God is not obligated to do what you say, but he is obligated to do what he said. So when you speak God's word back to him, you are charging the atmosphere with the word of God and faith. Hey, I'm Terry Savelle Foy, your cheerleader of dreams. I want to talk to you today about how to discover the quickest way to break your negative thinking. What I'm going to share will instantly reset your mood. Would people describe you as an energy multiplier or an energy drainer? Like when you walk into a room, do you add energy to the environment or suck it dry like a vampire? When you leave a room, do people feel encouraged or just worn out? Believe it or not, but when people get around you, they feel something. You know, I heard about a college football coach who has a sign on the locker room that actually says, "No energy vampires allowed." He had an artist draw a huge picture of a vampire. And anytime a player was being negative or an energy vampire, he would put the player's picture on the wall. Well, nobody wanted on the wall. But the coach was telling his team that we will not allow negativity to sabotage our team and our goals, right? So the point being that negativity drains everyone. Now, before I give you three tips today, I want you to know that I understand how easy it is to sink down into negativity when things aren't going the way you hoped, you've prayed, you've done everything you know to do, and your dreams still aren't happening. I want you to know that what you magnify gets bigger. If you sit around just magnifying the wrong things, you'll talk yourself into a bad mood. See, where your attention goes, your energy flows. So I want to show you what I do to stay positive and reset your mood so you stay full of faith and expectancy. Okay, number one is reset your mood with a playlist. Now, I'm referring to music and messages. Let's start with music. Did you know that music shifts your mood? If you don't believe me, play a little raw bass and watch what happens to your foot. I know all the words to "It Takes Two to Make a Thing Go Right." But music sets a mood. Think about it. When you get on an elevator, there's a mood. When you sit in a dentist office, they want you to just calm down, relax your nerves. So they play a certain kind of music. They're not playing Usher and MC Hammer at the dentist office, right? When you go to a sporting event, they're in a timeout. You don't hear Beethoven, right? No, you hear the loud, energetic, pump up the jam music. What are they doing? They're shifting the energy, getting people pumped up because they know if they can get the people cheering and all that energy in the atmosphere, it's going to be an advantage to the team, right? Well, even in the medical field, there's something called musical therapy. I just happen to have a cute little saxophone. But this goes all the way back to Plato and Aristotle. Plato said music is the medicine of the soul. Well, I heard where back in World War II, they would prescribe music when someone had been wounded as part of their medicine for healing. Doctors brought musicians into hospitals because scientists did thorough study and they realized that the power of music had the ability to make the body heal faster. Isn't this amazing? So they did studies of people that the ones who didn't listen to soothing music, they did not heal as fast as the people that they started bringing in to hear the professional musicians. Now, here's the spiritual point of view. Worship music shifts your energy and it sets the stage for miracles. Did you know that? Like throughout the Bible, they would bring in musicians to deal with huge battles, wars, challenges, walls. Why? Because worship wins the war. See, your faith is affected by your mood, and your mood is shifted when you get into a worship atmosphere. So I'm telling you to create a playlist of music that builds you up, that encourages you, that welcomes the presence of God. The other playlist is messages, because the Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So who you listen to affects your mood. Be very selective about who you allow to speak into your life. You know, that's why I ask you to subscribe to this channel, because I'm going to keep your faith strong. I'm going to do my best to keep you inspired, keep you focused and full of faith to go after your dreams. In fact, if you haven't subscribed yet, I want to ask you to be a subscriber right now. Do something proactive to start your playlist of faith-building, motivational channels that you're going to listen to when your mood starts to go down. You think, get Terry out, just push play. Now, the cool thing is that when you subscribe, you're going to be the first to know when a new video is uploaded, so you can just build your faith instantly. And I want to say thank you so much for allowing me to speak into your life. That is not something I take lightly. It is a privilege. So I want to let you know about something that I put together for you this week to help you break negativity and reset your mood. So what I did was I put together a list, a free download, of my top 15 podcasts to listen to. Now, I listed what I think they specialize in next to their name. And these are the people that I go to for habit building, for body language and charisma, to emotional healing and discipline, to build my faith and my relationship with God. It's all in the free download. So just click the link in the description and you can get this free list today. Okay. So number one was to make a playlist of music and messages to listen to that are going to build your faith, because faith comes by hearing. Number two is reset your mood with your words. Now, I want to tell you a true story. This is hilarious, but this is a story about my dad, who's a minister, and he was taking my nephew, Mark James, with him on a trip. Now, this was years ago. Mark James was like 3 or 4 years old. And my little nephew, Mark James, wanted to be a preacher like my dad. And even when my dad would take him shopping, he would go in the department store, walk up to the sales associate, and he'd say, "Ma'am, where's your preaching suits?" He thought anybody that wore a suit was for preaching, so he called them preaching suits. So anyway, he was a bold, outspoken little guy, so precious. So my dad was taking him on a trip to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where dad was going to be preaching. They get to DFW Airport. They're sitting in this little cafe, and these two men came and sat down next to them, and they were cussing so loud. Like, everybody in the restaurant was listening and just like, oh my gosh, this is so annoying. Well, my dad is sitting there with his little grandson, who's very impressionable, and he can hear all of this. Those men literally changed the atmosphere with their bad words. So my dad thought, well, then we're going to change the atmosphere with good words. So he said, "Mark James, tell me about your sermon for tonight. Give me a little sample of what you're going to preach tonight. You're going to help Papa tonight, right?" He said, "Oh yeah, I'm going to help you." He said, "Well, then give me a little sample." Mark James pushed his chair out from the table, slammed his fist on the table, and he shouted. He said, "People, you need Jesus in your heart." He said, "Somebody shout amen." Well, all of a sudden, the crowd started shouting and clapping, and those two little cussers, they got up and walked out. What am I saying? He changed the whole atmosphere with his words. Well, you can do the same thing. In fact, let me tell you this side note real quick. But back years ago, I was a youth pastor, and I was teaching the teenagers this one night, and I told them this very story about my dad and my nephew, because it had just happened. And instead, I slipped my words and I said, when my little nephew shouted Jesus and told everybody, "Give me an amen," I said the whole place started clapping. I changed the atmosphere. You can imagine the teenagers never listened to another word I had to say. Anyway, you can change the atmosphere with your words. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah to put the Lord in remembrance of his promises. It doesn't say put the Lord in remembrance of your problems. No, his promises. So God is saying there's a miracle in your mouth if you'll start speaking God's promises, not your problems. See, whatever you're saying is filling the atmosphere with faith or fear, positivity or negativity. So on purpose, speak God's promises back to him. The Bible says, let them continually say. See, here's the thing. I can't jump out of your closet every morning with my pom-poms going, "I'm cheering you on to live your dreams." So you have to do like David and encourage yourself in the Lord your God. You have to say, "Lord, you promised. You said in Proverbs 23 that my hope and expectation shall not be cut off. Lord, you said in the Message Bible, I won't be left with an armload of nothing. Lord, you said that you will supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, you're the one who said in 1 Corinthians 2:9 that what no one ever saw or heard, what no one even thought could happen, is the very thing you prepared for me, those who love you. See, that's speaking his promises back to him. And remember this, God is not obligated to do what you say, but he is obligated to do what he said. So when you speak God's word back to him, you are charging the atmosphere with the word of God and faith. Funny story I heard Joel Osteen tell real quick. It was about a lady who heard a burglar break into her house one night. Well, she didn't have a weapon or a way to defend herself, so she just thought, I'm just going to speak God's word. So she just yelled at the burglar, Acts 2:38. Well, the burglar just froze and wouldn't move. Well, the police got there and they were just amazed at how a woman with no weapon could do this. So they asked the burglar, they said, what was it about that scripture that had such an effect on you? And the burglar said, what scripture? He said, I thought she said she had an axe and 2:38. I love that. So there's a miracle in your mouth is what I'm saying. But when you speak God's word, you give it power. You release it into the atmosphere. You give your angels a command and you shift the energy from fear and doubt to faith and belief. Isn't that good? Okay, number three is reset your mood with past victories. See, the enemy wants you so focused on what's not happening, so you dwell on it. You magnify it. You get discouraged by it. God wants you so focused on what he's done in the past, giving you proof that he can do it again. So look at your dream files and say, Lord, I remember that time. Our offices flooded and we needed finances the most. But instead, we joined hands and started praising God for what you were going to do to turn this around. Literally splashing in the water. I got the picture right here. 4 days later, we received a donation for $50,000. Well, see, not only was the enemy watching, but God was watching. Lord, I remember when the publisher turned me down, but I kept the vision in front of me on my vision board. And then 7 years later, you brought the biggest Christian publisher in the world to me asking if I wanted to do a deal with them. I remember that, Lord. Lord, I remember when I was 100% confident that I was getting a divorce. But you restored my marriage, and we're celebrating 33 years this year. Lord, look what you've done in my life. See, the enemy's going to show you everything that could go wrong and how it won't happen. Get aggressive. Feed your dream. Look at previous victories and reset your mood to faith. Now, I use these as fuel that if God did all of this before, then he can do what I'm asking him for today. And that keeps me positive and it breaks that negativity instantly. Oh, and be sure to get your free download of my top 15 podcasts and YouTube channels that I recommend to keep you positive and growing. And don't forget, I'm cheering you on to live your dreams.